This is round one at the 2021 Intercollegiate Championship Tournament powered by Letter One. Yay, we have nationals this year. This game pits Columbia A against Indiana. Good luck, both teams. Here is toss-up one. In a radio play by Lewis McNeice, Death reveals himself to be this individual to a painter named Hank. He is imagined to have had a cat named Flo and a grandmother who was a warlock in a poem by Stevie Smith. This figure appeared several hours after another man took an anodyne and fell asleep while reading Purchas's Pilgrimage. A poem, Will from Columbia.
The person from Porlock.
For 10, your bonus. An English quack named Robert Collier believed that a short story titled for this character was a scientific report and claimed to have performed similar feats. For 10 points each, name this character who titles an 1845 short story in which he is subjected to mesmerism at the moment of his death.
Hot Frog, some clothing. It's got to be some clothing.
Answer, please.
Hot Frog. Our answer is Hot Frog.
Monsieur Valdemar. In this 19th century novel, the veiled lady is revealed to be Zenobia's sister Priscilla, who is under the control of the mesmerist Professor Westervelt.
Westervelt. It's some German thing.
Answer?
Our answer is Dracula.
The Blithedale Romance. Verena Tarrant falls under the spell of her father, Sella, who is a mesmerist, before eloping with Basil Ransom in this author's novel, The Bostonians.
Our answer is Henry James.
That's 10. Toss up two. This man's regiment tricked Robert Patterson out of joining the First Battle of Bull Run. He held Crampton's Gap in the Battle of South Mountain. At Catlett Station, he captured John Pope's uniform. After Stonewall Jackson was wounded at Chancellorsville, this man commanded the 2nd Corps. He defeated Alfred Pleasanton at Brandy Station, but arrived too late at that is Columbia. Will.
Yep, Stewart.
10. Bonus. This man had his wife's secretary, David Rizzio, stabbed to death in front of her in their dining room. For 10 points each, name this king consort who was found partly unclothed and strangled to death near Kirka Field after his house was blown up in 1567.
Yeah, it's like Mary, a Queen of Scots' first husband. Darnley is his name?
Answer?
Our answer is Darnley.
Lord Darnley was married to this monarch. She was arrested and executed for her alleged role in the Babington plot.
Our answer is Mary, Queen of Scots.
Lord Darnley bore the title Lord Darnley as heir apparent to this earldom. The political ambition of these earls caused a minor succession crisis that landed Darnley's mother in the Tower of London.
Maybe the Lords of the Isles? I have no idea.
Answer?
Our answer is Argyle.
No, they're the Lennoxes, the Lennox crisis. So that is 20 points, and this is toss-up three. In 2014, gene sequencing attributed this taxonomic family's frequent chromosomal rearrangements to the LAVA transposon. A species in this family is named for the membrane joining the 2nd and 3rd toes and uses a large Gular sac for vocal amplification. Uniquely in its order, this family has wrist joints capable of biaxial movement. That trait and their long fingers enable efficient brachiation. Siamongs are a type of, for 10 points, what Southeast Asian apes distinct from the great apes? Indiana, Atharva.
We're in time.
Incorrect. Sorry. No penalty. Time. These are, I called time first. Sorry, Noah. These are gibbons.
Okay.
Gibbons. So this will be toss up four. Okay. This star powers the Aeron Company's tubes in the novel Starbridge. A native of this star's system, Clorathy, sends Incent to the hospital for rhetorical diseases in a series depicting a rivalry between this star and Sirius. In another novel, a planet orbiting this star is home to worshippers of Shai Halud and the substance Melange. Arrakis in Dune orbits this star, which titles a series beginning with Shikasta. For 10 points, Doris Lessing wrote 5 novels about what star in Argos? Columbia, Will.
Earthsea.
No penalty. Indiana, Justin.
Proxima Centauri.
No, this is Canopus. Canopus and Argos. Canopus and Argos. So this is toss up five. A six-factor equation named for this man and Sidney Coleman estimates the risk of a space mission contaminating a planet. This man helped show that Titan's coloration results from cosmic organic compounds, for which he coined the term tholins. This astronomer's interpretation of the Drake equation led him to call for nuclear disarmament. Indiana, Alex.
Carl Sagan.
For 10, your bonus. For 10 points each, name these novels that begin with or begin shortly after the deaths of the protagonist's mothers. This Russian novel opens in 1902 at the funeral service for its title character's mother. Its title character later marries Tanya Gromyko. Answer?
Fathers and Sons.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Our answer is Fathers and Sons.
Thank you. It's Dr. Zhivago. Dr. Zhivago. The first line of this French novel reads, "Mother died today, or maybe yesterday. I can't be sure."
Stranger.
Yeah, it's Stranger.
Our answer is Stranger.
The first chapter of this novel depicts the title character's life at Mrs. Mann's baby farm and time at a workhouse with his after his mother, Agnes, dies in childbirth.
Not sure what's
up. Answer?
Our answer is Nicholas Nickleby.
No, Oliver Twist is in a workhouse. Oliver Twist. So that is 10 points.
Well, that's not very hard. That was bad.
And this is toss up six. An Assyrian god of these phenomena, who was the dedicatee of the Balawat gates of Shalmaneser III, was named Mamu. An Irish Aisling describes how these things caused Aengus Og to sicken for a year for love of Kyr. In Greek myth, harmful instances of them are controlled by Phobator. In Japanese lore, these things are eaten by a tapir-like spear. That is Columbia, Will.
It is dreams.
10, bonus. This phenomenon is said to exist between North Germans and South Germans, English and Scots, and so on, in civilization and its discontents. For 10 points each, give this phrase that Sigmund Freud coined for the intense hatred that groups feel for nearby groups that are largely similar to themselves.
Intense hatred. It's not Oceanic
Feline. Answer?
Our answer is Oceanic Feline.
Narcissism of small differences.
Yeah.
Though these two most populous ethnic groups of Rwanda may have largely overlapped before Belgian colonial rule, one ended up targeting the other for genocide in 1994.
Our answers are Hutu and Tutsi.
This thinker argued that modern ethnic wars arose due to the narcissism of minor differences in his book, The Warrior's Honor. He suggested that the U.S. should create a humanitarian empire in his 2003 book, Empire Light.
Jesus Christ.
Answer?
Our answer is Francis Fukuyama.
Michael Ignatieff.
Okay.
Ignatieff. So that is 20 points. And, I'm sorry, 10 points. 10 points. 10 points. And this is toss up seven. This leader's servant, Shire Umbal, warned him of a conspiracy to overthrow him that was planned under the Anjil Talewa, or Tree of Bad Counsel. This man wrote the poem, The Death of Richard Corfield, after his forces won the Battle of Medoba. That is Columbia, Will.
Kitrayo?
Nick Five, sorry. After gaining a mass of followers in Berbera, Menelik II and the RAF formed a coalition to end this man's dervish state. The region of Ogaden was the home base of, for 10 points, what Somali leader known to the British by a nickname suggesting lunacy. Indiana, Justin.
Barayev and Mad.
No, this is Muhammad Abdullah Hassan or Mad Mullah. Mad Mullah. So this is toss up eight. The CSGO map Cache is set in this present day country, which is also the setting of a 2008 prequel subtitled Clear Sky. A swimming pool in PUBG was based on a real pool used until 1998 in this country. Colombia, Noah C.
Russia?
Neg five, sorry. In the mission One Shot, One Kill in Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Price and McMillan snipe Zakayev in this country and are then extracted near a Ferris wheel. The survivor horror game Stalker is set in, for 10 points, what country home to the abandoned sites of Pripyat and Chernobyl? Indiana, Tharva.
Ukraine.
10 bonus.
That's such bad luck.
Typical in vitro conditions require a critical concentration of roughly 0.1 micromolar to be exceeded for this reaction to proceed in the forward direction. For 10 points each, name this reaction whose rate-limiting step may be mediated by nucleation-promoting factors such as formin and the ARP2-3 complex. Answer?
Throw out a guess, Joe. Yeah.
Answer is polymerization.
Prompt.
Polyester.
Actin polymerization. Gelsolin, a protein that caps actin filaments, is dependent on the concentration of this cation stored in the sarcoplasmic reticulum.
Like calcium?
Go for it.
Our answer is calcium.
This bacterium propels itself using so-called comet tails formed by actin polymerization. Its presence in products like ice cream and unpasteurized cheeses causes a rare form of food poisoning that can be passed from pregnant women to fetuses.
Is this listeria, maybe?
Go for it.
I know that happens. Our answer is listeria.
That's 20. Nice. Toss up 9. In natural units, the propagator for a virtual particle equals 1 over this quantity squared minus mass squared. Pairwise sums, that is Indiana, Alex.
4 momentum.
15, bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the 15th century Korean Buddhist Giwa. Giwa's treatise, Hyeonjong Nan, or Exposition of the Correct, defends Buddhism against Taoism and this philosophy, named for the author of the Analects.
So Confucianism.
Confucius, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our answer is Confucianism.
Giwa taught this school's method of MJ to his followers. 5 houses of this school, such as the Guiyang and Linji, developed during the Tang Dynasty.
It's like Theravada or the other one?
Answer?
Our answer is Theravada Buddhism.
It's Zen Buddhism or Chan Buddhism. Giwa wrote a commentary on this key text of Chan Buddhism. In this sutra, the Buddha tells his good sons that purity comes from the tidal state.
Okay, so we have Lotus. We got.
Well, it's probably something harder, like Infinite Light Sutra or something like
answer?
That.
Yeah.
Our answer is the Infinite Light Sutra.
It's the Perfect Enlightenment Sutra. So yeah, that is 10 points, and this is toss-up 10, last of the half. In this novel, a group of Cuban medical students lead a chorus of La Cucaracha during a party held by a Zarzuela troupe. 2 bickering characters in this novel call each other Jenny Angel and David Darling. In this novel, workers targeting an unscrupulous landlord accidentally bomb a Swedish consulate in Veracruz. This novel's allegory about the rise of Nazism was inspired by a Sebastian Brandt poem. For 10 points, name this novel about a trip from Mexico to Germany. That is Columbia, Will.
Ship of Fools.
10, bonus. Yeah. For 10 points each, name these plays produced by the Federal Theater Project. In 1936, Orson Welles directed a revolutionary all-black version of this Shakespeare play, with voodoo magic standing in for witchcraft. Its title character gives the Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow speech.
Our answer is Macbeth.
Welles directed the premiere of this Mark Blitzstein musical, a Brechtian work about Mr. Mister's control of Steeltown, USA.
Yes, Steeltown. I don't know what
this answer?
No.
It's The Cradle Will Rock. Okay. 1/3 of a Nation and Power were among this group of socially relevant ripped from the headlines plays produced by the FTP.
Yeah, the Federal Theater Project plays. I wonder what they're called. God, why?
Answer?
No, we got nothing.
It's called The Living Newspaper. So that is 10 on the bonus.
Hard.
that is hard.
Yeah. So at the half, we have a score of Columbia 80, Indiana 75. Good luck, everyone. Toss up 11. In a 2000 performance, Leon Johnson added a silver piece created by Rebecca Shear to this sculpture. Aleister Crowley stole a bronze butterfly from this sculpture, which Crowley had unveiled. Robert Ross's ashes are within a compartment of this sculpture, which may have been inspired by the poem The Sphinx and depicts a nude modernist angel. Jacob Epstein sculpted for 10 points. What's that is Columbia, Will.
The rock drill?
-5, sorry. Sculpted for 10 points. Okay. What sculpture in Paris's Père Lachaise Cemetery that is inscribed with lines from the Ballad of Reading Jail?
I'm sorry.
Indiana, Justin.
Like the funerary monument of Oscar Wilde?
I have the tomb of Oscar Wilde, so I'm going to say no for right now, and you can protest if you would.
Yeah, I'll protest. Just
all right, noted. Okay, toss up 12. This island's town of Rodanthe celebrates the mythical Old Buck on January 6th as part of Old Christmas on the Julian calendar. On this island's eastern shore, the treacherous Diamond Shoals are overseen by an iconic black and white spiral-painted brick lighthouse. The graveyard of the Atlantic Museum stands on this rapidly eroding island between the Atlantic and Pamlico Sound. A cape with the same name marks a protrusion on the outer bank that is Columbia. Will.
Is it Hatteras?
It is Hatteras for 10.
That's why I thought, yeah. I've been to that lighthouse. I was just like...
All right. And so this is your bonus. This song's video features two versions of an ensemble led by the singer wearing contrasting blue and orange outfits. For 10 points each, name this acronymically titled song whose addressee is told, "You say you're sorry, but it's too late now, so save it, get gone, shut up."
Our answer is WAP.
No, it's IDGAF. Oh, IDGAF is the last single from the 2017 self-titled album by this Albanian British singer of new rules.
Yes, that's right. Say it.
In 2017, Lipa also performed on the Artists for Grenfell charity single Bridge Over Troubled Water, which featured a new opening verse by this grime artist behind Vossi Bop. It's Stormzy, so that's 10 points on the bonus. And this is toss up 13. This politician lost his Senate seat after trying and failing to exploit James Abinor's speech impediment in 1980. This man's namesake 1977 report was a set of dietary guidelines he created as the only ever chairman of a Senate Select Committee on Nutrition. The media savaged this Democrat after he whispered "kiss my ass" into a heckler's ear while running for president with running mate Sergeant Shriver. For 10 points, name this man whom Justin.
McGovern.
10 bonus. This paper claims there is no guarantee that a self-help system will arise among nations in the absence of a dominant authority among them. For 10 points each, name this 1992 paper in which Alexander Vint proposed a constructivist view of international relations.
I'm not sure. Maybe just something called like realism. I don't know.
Answer?
Our answer is realism.
Anarchy is what states make of it. Vint's paper drew on this school of sociology named by Herbert Bloomer, whose founding ideas include a division of self between I and me and the generalized other.
What might we call that? Personalized?
Answer?
Sure. Our answer is personal sociology.
No, it's symbolic interactionism. Vint's constructivism challenged this IR school, which assumes that nations in a state of anarchy are maximally self-interested agents.
Okay, that's just realism, right? Answer is realism.
That's 10. Toss up 14. This piece was premiered at the Salle Gavois by Marguerite Long, whose husband, the musicologist Joseph de Marliov, was the dedicatee of its final movement. The composer of this piece, who justified its light mood by saying the dead are sad enough, prepared to write it by transcribing a forlorn from the Concierge Royal. Men who died in World War I are the dedicatees. Columbia, Will.
Le Tombeau de Couperin.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Marcus Claudius Marcellus. Marcellus's army defeated the Insubres and Marcellus killed Viridomarus in single combat at this 222 BC battle, which led to Roman control over the Po River Valley.
Okay, I think so. All right, so it's Telamon.
No, it's the Battle of Clostidium. Marcellus thrice successfully defended the town of Nola during this war. Shortly after the third defense, one power in this war defected upon the death of Hiero II.
The First Punic War. Our answer is the First Punic War.
Second Punic War, sorry. Later in the Second Punic War, Marcellus's army killed this Greek scientist and inventor following the siege of Syracuse.
Our answer is Archimedes.
That's 10. Toss up 15. This event is described in four consecutive chapters called The Overthrowing, The Cleaving, The Defrauding, and The Sundering. This event marks the end of Munkar and Nakir's task. Belief in this event is one of, that is Columbia, Gerhardt.
Judgment Day.
I can take that. 15. Good bonus. Job. In this town, a great train graveyard stands at the site of a rail network whose construction was encouraged by the 19th century president Aniseto Arce. Sorry, for 10 points each. Identify this town that lends its name to the world's largest salt flats.
Oh, it's Uyuni?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, that sounds right.
Our answer is Uyuni.
The Salar de Uyuni is found to the southwest of Sucre in this country in the South American Altiplano.
Our answer is Bolivia.
Uyuni is connected to La Paz via this tin mining city. Its 300-year-old carnival celebrations notably feature masked diablada, or devil dancers.
Yeah, no, these are the ones that come into La Paz, but I can't remember what they're called.
Answer?
Our answer is Potosi.
No, it's Oruro. Or Uru Uru. So that is 20 points on the bonus. This is toss up 16. Alexander Holevo defined a parameter denoted chi to express the maximum amount of this quantity that can be associated with a quantum state. Uncertainty coefficients are used to normalize the mutual form of this quantity. The channel capacity gives the maximum transmission rate of this quantity, whose associated entropy is given by the sum of P natural log P over Indiana, Alex.
Information.
10. Bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about actress Ellen Burstyn's performances as the mother of various TV characters. Burstyn played the mother of Elliot Stabler, the original partner of Olivia Benson, on this Law & Order spinoff about heinous sexual crimes.
SVU. Yeah. So Law & Order SVU, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah. Answer?
My answer is Law & Order SVU.
On the sitcom Mom, Burstyn plays the mother of Bonnie Plunkett, who is played by this actress who also portrayed press secretary C.J. Craig.
Affairs, right?
Go for it.
Our answer is on Affairs.
Allison Janney. Burstyn played the mother of Sigourney Weaver's Elaine on the USA miniseries Political Animals, created by this man. With Andrew Kreisberg and Mark Guggenheim, he created the CW's Arrowverse.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't watch
answer?
Any of that. Our answer is Sorkin.
No, it's Greg Berlanti. So toss up 17. Ten on the bonus. Toss up 17. In a legend from this city, a historical queen agreed to marry her captor if a 7-level tower were built and then flung herself from the tower. This city fell in a 16th century siege in which its walls were sapped by an Englishman named Butler. The mother and son, Sayumbika and Safa Gire, ruled from this city, the capital of a state founded by Ulug Muhammad as a splinter of the Golden Horde. For 10 points, what namesake capital of a Tatar Khanate was captured in 1552 by Ivan the Terrible? Columbia will.
Kazan.
10. Bonus. A painter with this surname created a woodblock triptych depicting a witch who unrolls a scroll to summon a giant skeleton. For 10 points each, give this art name taken by hundreds of Japanese ukiyo-e painters, including the teacher of Ando Hiroshige.
Our answer is Utagawa.
Utagawa Toyokuni produced many prints of these professionals, often in thick kumadori makeup. They walked in and out of view on an aisle called the Hanamichi.
Our answer is geisha.
I'm going to say no for right now, and you can protest if you wish. I have actors or kabuki.
No, that's different. Yeah, okay. No, it's completely different.
All right, yeah. A late Utagawa school artist, Yoshitoshi, printed 100 aspects of this celestial object. It's contemplated by two men in a Caspar David Friedrich painting that inspired Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
I think it's the Milky Way.
It's the moon.
Oh, the moon? Okay, all right. Okay, all right, just the moon.
That's 20.
Okay, good.
Can we have a timeout and a score check?
Oh, yes, that's a timeout for Indiana. We have a score check of 80.
Actor portrait, sir.
180 to 115, I believe. Delano, is that what you have? Okay. So I also have a ruling from the control room that funerary monument of Oscar Wilde is acceptable. So we'll resolve that at the end of the game, okay?
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. So everybody agrees with the score?
Yep, sounds good. All
right. Well, so now it would be 125, right?
We'll do the math at the end of the game.
Okay.
130 because the neg.
Oh. Yeah, 130 because there was no neg on that.
There was no neg, yeah.
There was no neg, so yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is toss-up 18. A book about this event that opens with the chapter Carnal Indifference frequently references Placide Temple's book Bantu Philosophy and claims that Angelo Dundee's tampering helped its winner and is by Norman Mailer. The documentary When We Were Kings depicts a crowd chanting Boombayay or Destroy Him at this match's winner. The underdog debuted his rope-a-dope strategy in, for 10 points, what 1974 boxing match in which the undefeated George Indiana, Tharva.
Rumble in the Jungle.
10, bonus. Motoori Norinaga was a leader of this movement, whose standard name, meaning national learning, was popularized by Hirata Atsutane. For 10 points each, name this Edo period nativist movement that sought to refocus Japanese scholarship on indigenous Shinto classics.
Like the opposite of Dutch studies.
Answer?
Our answer is native learning.
No, it's Kokugaku. Kokugaku was initially hostile to scholarly movements from this country, particularly the dominant Neo-Confucian ideology based on the teachings of this country's scholars Zhu Xi and Wang Yangming.
Just China, right?
China, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, our answer is China.
Kokugaku eventually reconciled with Neo-Confucianism and became a major influence on this 1850s movement to revere the emperor and expel the barbarians. And its adherents assassinated Ii Naosuke in 1860.
Is this something harder than the Meiji Restoration? It's probably like something that is like related. Like,
I was thinking loyalist.
Our answer is loyalist.
This is the Sonojoie.
Yeah.
Sonojoie. So that is 10 points on the bonus. This is toss-up 19. Near the end of this play, a woman angrily scatters tulips everywhere and admits it's the worst day of my life as well. A woman in this play mocks a man by saying that he descended from Spartacus and John Wayne, yet could not pick up a hamster named Nibbles. After a dessert called Clafouti is served in this play, Annette vomits over Veronica's art books. Two couples attempt to resolve a playground fight between their sons in, for 10 points, what 2006 play, a black comedy by Yasmina Reza. Indiana, Justin.
Art.
What? Sorry?
Art.
No, sorry. Time. This is called God of Carnage. Toss up 20. Last toss up. One form of this process is the driving force behind the final step of the oxy-cope rearrangement. Bulvaline's NMR spectrum has only a single peak at room temperature due to a fluxional valence form of this process. Oxymercuration or hydroboration of an alkyne produces a carbonyl due to this process, which allows imines to reversibly convert to enamines. Columbia, Noah C.
Tautomerism.
10, bonus. In February 2020, this man speculated on air that Bernie Sanders would set up executions of dissidents in Central Park. For 10 points each, name this former MSNBC personality who retired in March 2020 as the host of the show Hardball amid sexual harassment accusations.
Yeah, our answer is Krishna. Our answer is Matthews.
Yes. Shortly before retiring, Matthews confused Democrat Jamie Harrison with this South Carolina senator, the only black Republican in the Senate.
Our answer is Tim Scott.
In 2017, Matthews published a biography of this politician subtitled A Raging Spirit. This man's daughter, Carrie, was married to Andrew Cuomo until 2005.
Yeah, it's maybe Ed Koch. Maybe.
Answer?
Our answer is Ed Koch.
No, it's Robert Francis Kennedy, RFK. Oh. So that is 20 points on the bonus. And so after 20, we have a score of 210 for Columbia, 135 for Indiana. So the protest is moot.